Thank you for joining me today. I hope you're ready to take a delightful little excursion to another dimension, another time, another place, another space, as we do tend to do around these parts. And of course, that's going to involve a very typical transfer into the dreamscape, the sort of thing that might just suck you into the story and pull you all the way through to the other side until you're experiencing what we do, what we are, what we have, and what we will be. It's the sort of thing that could wrap up your mind so quickly you wouldn't even realize it was happening before all of a sudden your thoughts were just already of the dreamscape. It's wonderful. It's delightful. It's focusing and it's fixating. It's an intense sensation, something that wraps up, twists around, worms inside of. It's as though my voice were slowly working its way into your ears, wrapping around your thoughts and your mind. After all, it doesn't matter if you think, if you're caught up inside of the dreamscape, as though those fluffy, gentle clouds of thought and possibility had worked their way into your consciousness, permeated you. Blossoming with new intent and desire, wondrous feelings and sensations. Who knows, it might cause you to sink and slip and drip and drop away from all of reality, caught up in the tendrils of possibility, the potential futures wrapping around you so quickly now. You can feel the swirl of the gentle soft clouds, ideas and possibilities caught inside of each more and more intense. Wonderfully delightful, wonderfully pleasurable, wonderfully relaxing, because they pull inexorably down, inexorably into the soft clouds, into the gentle blankness of the in-between, of the nothing, the no form, the no shape. You don't need to hold on to or create. That's all that there is to this. Feel yourself now, pulled between worlds, seeing concepts and reality flurrying past, ideas crashing down, thoughts spinning around, mind giving way. You can see possibilities form, ideas, worlds, realities breeze by. We haven't arrived yet, though. We're still journeying, still passing through, still on our way to and from another place, to another time, to another space. Perfect and wonderful that it is, the sort of experiential drifting, swifting, pulling, slipping. Well, that's the nice thing about it, after all. Getting pulled through this space is something that can really captivate and capture your entire desire. It's the sort of thing that can really pull you along and make you into a wonderful mired mess of mental machinations caught inside of different ideas. We can spin you through and twist you around and melt and mold your mind until there's nothing that you can't be. But of course, once we're done, we'll just plant you right back out. Make you whole once more. Without a doubt, that's quite possible, quite easily done. Something that I would love to do for each and every one. Because bringing experience through this place is the sort of thing that will help you to drop into the role, to take up the possibility, to fill out the reality, to experience what it is that we are doing here together. So, look at that swirl. That twist, that wind, that gentle pulse, a possibility, a reality beyond. Pink tinge in the clouds, like cotton candy. Intriguing. You know that it's an intriguing possibility beyond. That you could be lost within it. That you could be guided into the reality through there. And so we do. We swirl, we twist, we pulse, we push. We feel the rippling of space and time, the shifting inside your mind of being somewhere else. Someone, somewhere, some who, some what, some thing else. Presence, reality, gravity. Standing in a corridor on a broad open area, looking down as the corridor curves up in front of you. There are strange shapes and colors and lighting, people, unusual creatures, all sorts, bustling, walking by. The space is crowded and yet high-roofed. You can see stalls and all sorts of shops and stands and locations in the strange space in which the road or corridor curves up in front of you, and when you turn, it curves up behind you. But it's familiar. You've been here before. Well, at least the person that you're riding along inside of. It's all too familiar. The stroll, the walk, the routine. Grabbing a beverage. Something cool. Something tasty and refreshing, leaving the lips feeling, rejuvenated. Strolling and walking through the strange alien environment, catching sight of all manner of oddities. All of it feels like another mundane day. Delicious food and scents and individuals. It's all sprawled out until there's one thing that you haven't seen before. A new store, a new location, a place. Caught in the neon glow of a gentle pink sign above that says Darling Dolls Incorporated Beauty Salon. You don't remember this place being here. It's new in the station, of course. You shake your head, feeling a gentle buzz for a moment of disorientation, but then the memories have come quite easily in this place. Of course. There hadn't been a store there for quite some time. That expansion module had sat empty for months, but now there's something there. It looks like it's a beauty salon. And, well, you are somewhat of a connoisseur of such things, a connoisseur who enjoys trying out different beauty treatments. Because there's something wonderful about the personal attention and delightful touch that can be found in such places, especially here on this station, where sometimes there's so much more. It's been a long time since you've been taken care of properly. You can feel it in your skin. Oh, how nice it would be to get cared for. So you approach, drawn in like a moth to the flame by the pink glow of the strange salon. You notice that the alien behind the counter is not of a species you'd seen before. She has a soft, pinkish skin, looking almost somewhere across between a cuttlefish and a person, mostly bipedal. Well, at least when she stands on four of her tentacles, using them like legs. Her face is definitely humanoid. What an unusual species. She smiles broadly, welcoming you in with a tendril that looked like her hair for just a moment.
Well, hello, and welcome to Darling Dolls Incorporated Salon. How can I help you today?
You're frozen for a moment, but you know what you want. And quickly, you inform her that you'd like to try out some of their treatments with a quick browse through the menu. She lights up. Quite literally, actually, as the spots across her body begin to glow with excitement. You've seen bioluminescence before, but it's always interesting to see it when it's attached to the emotional state of someone. The way that the glow glistens across her soft skin, her bust. She's really strangely alluring and pretty, even though her skin looks eerily, artificially smooth. You offer her your cred chip, and before you know it, she's gesturing past her and into the deeper part of the store. Well, the salon portion beyond where all the beauty products are. An attendant steps out. This one, surprisingly, is human. Though, she certainly looks like she's had a chance to sample absolutely everything this place has to offer, and probably a little bit more. Her smile is more than just perfect. It's almost unsettling. It's so absolutely crystallinely clear. And the way that she moves, even in the microgravity of the station, she flows across the ground. Her thighs and bosom quite generous. Her legs, well, they are long, to say the very least.
Hi. Hey, you're the client I'm here to see, right? The one that was going to try out our full treatment?
You nod, stricken by the intensity of her sparkling lavender eyes.
Oh, perfect. I'm so glad. Actually, I've been looking forward to get a chance to do another human. It's been a little bit since I've gotten a chance to work on someone that's, well, you know, the same species. Like, I've gotten really good at working on most of our alien clients, but sometimes it's nice to work on somebody a little more familiar, because, well, I know all the right ways to make you shine, and I'm looking forward to doing it.
She gestures, pulling you along with her almost magnetic intensity of bubbly warmth. You step through, she proffers a clipboard with paperwork, you cursorily sign it, caught by the delightful, fruit-like scents that seem to just float off of her. As she continues to smile, and you talk and flirt, and before you know it, you're being guided into one of the smaller rooms in the back, to a chair, like most beauty chairs with footrests and other stuff, but there's also a strange, almost basin-like, sarcophagus-like stone protrusion of false rock underneath and around it. A great basin. It looks almost as if the chair could descend down into it. She gestures for you to disrobe? You hesitate, uncertain, but she gives you that same beautiful smile again. And you know that she wants the best for you. She does certainly seem to be excited, and you're hoping that this will be a fun experience. After you've finished removing all of your clothes, you seat yourself comfortably in the chair.
All right, so the first thing we're going to do is we're going to probably want to start with your hair. It is looking absolutely bedraggled. It needs some love. And I think I know just the treatment for it, okay? Something to really get you relaxed, to just help you get ready for the rest of the process. I promise you're going to love every single step of this.
And as she says this, you hear the warm water blast on behind you in a basin as the whole chair begins to tilt back, slowly and gently, until your head is right above the basin. Before you know it, there's warm water flowing across the top of your scalp, sending you tumbling into delightful, relaxing, wonderful touches as her soft, strong hands begin to gently work into your scalp, getting the water through it, and then stops and soap, soft fingers gently massaging across the entirety of your scalp, feeling so wonderful, so caring. That's it, darling. Now I'm just going to get you with some of this nice, relaxing passion fruit shampoo that we have. It smells so good. I love the way it makes my scalp tingle. It's wonderful. I bet you could feel yourself just getting so utterly relaxed by that. I know every single time that I have this done to me, I just absolutely bliss out. It feels so good. And it does certainly feel nice to have your head stroked and squeezed and gently pushed and pulled in her hands as you just bliss out, your thoughts feeling like they're bubbling away in that shampoo, feeling the warmth of the water again as she washes it out, washing away all those troublesome thoughts of the day, leaving you relaxing in her hands as she lifts and washes, getting out all the suds, the warm water flowing over your head. And then, again, she begins to rub in the conditioner, a cool, gentle, wonderfully calming thing that leaves you feeling so sedate that you don't even want to move again. You don't need to move, you could just bliss out. I've heard the shampoo can be a lot of people's favorites, but personally, I think the conditioner is my favorite. Isn't there just something marvelous about that wonderful sort of tropical coolness? I don't know how they do it. It smells like
everything wonderful and yet feels so calming and cool. I know every time that I've done it, I haven't wanted to move for the rest of the duration of everything. Honestly, it just leaves me feeling like I've just slowly turned into a doll or something. It's wonderful. And it certainly is wonderful. It lets you just bliss out in her grip as she gently washes the shampoo, conditioner, everything down the drain. Just like all your thoughts. Just like everything inside of that troublesome little head. And she just massages and squeezes and then gets your hair all rinsed out. Before you know it, she's gently blowing warm air across your hair, carefully blowing off and drying it, letting your mind settle into the warmth. You don't even want to move anymore. You don't need to move anymore. Why would you move? You're so relaxed that your entire body feels like it's turned to a warm, relaxed, glass-like substance, something that doesn't move, like liquid, wonderful warmth and relaxation. So you feel the chair tilt back further now, the basin moving aside as it descends down into the floor basin. You try to have a thought, only to see the beautiful smile of the attendant once more looking down at you. Now this next part is the best bit, though, honestly. I promise you that you're going to love it. This is the skin rejuvenation treatment, and I have to say, it's going to leave you feeling like a whole new person. It is wonderful. Her smile doesn't feel so reassuring now, but it doesn't really matter. You can't really think of why that feels odd. Instead, you notice the green, luminescent liquid, like honey, drizzling in from stone catch basins on either side, blowing with viscous steadiness down into the basin on all sides of you. Hasn't touched you yet. It's piling out from six different places all around you. And you can feel it begin to touch your skin like a kiss, like a gentle, delightful lover's kiss on your skin. It makes you squirm gently, undulating a little in the microgravity. As the attendant leans in, holding a face mask, you don't even question it as she leans down and carefully straps it over your nose and mouth, holding it in place to a tube. You feel a gentle hiss as your head becomes airier and lighter, as your mind glistens just like your flesh does, twinkling and sparkling with the gentle something else. You don't need to think, you don't need to be, you can just relax as the soft liquid kisses across the entirety of your back, your thighs, your knees. It's so good. It's flowing up on all sides of you, slowly engulfing you in an endless butterfly kiss, feeling the warm, gentle touch all around you, the viscousness making it feel like it's literally melting around you. You feel so good, so amazing. You don't have to think anymore. So good that you don't have to. Your brain just feels like it's melting into this honey-like deliciousness. You can feel the gas making everything twinkling as effervescent, pleasurable bubbliness just pops up through your head as you find yourself just so empty. So empty that you feel like you're going to float out of the liquid. So empty that it doesn't matter. It feels so good. It doesn't matter. Nothing is going to be anything, but nothing is that everything. It feels so good. You squirm. You feel so warm. The liquid flows up and over your biceps and thighs and ankles and your feet. And you squirm as you feel yourself in this wonderful suspended warmth all around you until it flows up and over your chest and over your groin and your face, and yet Oh, it feels so good, like a kiss, a blanket, all at once, warmth, and just so, so hard to thank you. You don't need to think. Why would you think? Thinking's hard. Thinking's too much. Thinking doesn't matter. Don't think. Think hard. Think. Blank. Nothing. Warm. Soft. Safe. Blank. Nothing. Bubbles. Effervescent bubbles inside of your mind. And gas feels funny, like you're light. Like you're the lightest that you've ever been. Like you're floating right up out of that warmth. Right out of it until you're just giggling. Giggling inside the mask. Giggling from the warm, effervescent gas. It's funny. It's really funny, but it feels so good. So wonderful. So warm between your legs and other places. And squirmy and... You feel your hands squeezing and running over your body inside the viscous fluid. You look up to see the green crystalline jade fluid above you. You can feel it, and you feel so smooth and slick inside of it. Moving is so hard, not just because it's hard to move, but trying to push through this stuff is just too much. And then it starts to recede. I bet. You don't know how long it's been. It doesn't really matter. You just giggle and squirm and squeeze and touch and grope and moan, caught inside of this warm loop of giggly, bubbly, slick, soft wonderfulness. And as it does, slowly drips away from you, somehow pulling away everywhere, until eventually it returns and recedes into bottom of the sarcophagus-like shape, leaving you once more exposed. You just feel so wonderful, so good, so light, so smiley, and it doesn't matter what you're doing, it doesn't matter who you're doing. You're just feeling good. The attendant sure does look really pretty. You notice that your skin has taken on a beautiful luster, just like her, so shiny that it almost looks fake. You could swear you noticed some strange sort of lines on your arms, on your thighs. Your feet feel so slick when you rub them together, and your thighs almost squeak. Feels good. And then, suddenly, you're being lifted, and you just feel so good to be touched, finally to be touched. Oh, you wanted to be touched. Being touched is good. You nuzzle your face against her bosom, surprised that she's able to lift you so easily. And she glistens so nicely. You don't even have the mask on anymore, but you're still so bubbly. It's like being champagne inside of a person's shape. Feels really good. You feel really good. She carries you to another room in the back, where there's another strange sarcophagus-like chamber waiting for you. But this time, there's manipulator arms and other types of components. Well, whatever it is, it's probably gonna be fun. Because that's really all you can think about, is just how much fun this is, how good it is, and how nice it is to be touched. Oh, it's so nice to be touched. It's so wonderful, so good. Please touch me more. Your skin is so soft. You mumble gently against her, and she just says, "Oh, there, sweetheart, I know it can be so intense. Shh, no, no more need to worry." Before you know it, she's set you into the chamber. The arms begin to work. Suddenly, you find yourself gently strapped into some sort of soft silicone-like surface that seems to mold to the back half of you. Tie-downs at your wrists. Your forearms, your elbows, your biceps, your torso, your thighs, your ankles. Gentle, soft strands holding you in place. It feels good to struggle against them, to feel the silicone embracing you on the back. She fastens a mask in place, this time with something yummy to suck on the inside. You take it into your mouth. You smell the effervescent, bubbly gas again. It feels so yummy. And you're just so blissed out and squirmy.
that the vibrations that are brought to your body by the intensity of this pod as it's closed and squeezed around you until you're sealed inside of a gentle embrace. And you can see from the inside that the word bimbo toy is reflected backwards. And you manage to piece this together after about 5 minutes of staring at it, and it just causes you to giggle and suckle on the sweetness once more as that lovely, effervescent gas bubbles through your head, just leaving you a helpless, giggling champagne. And then the pod moves as it slides down to the floor, disappearing onto a track. And then, click, it slides out again, shooting through a series of interconnected rails until you're deposited into a large container full of many, many other pods just like this one, tumbling in this rigid container to rest in a great dome-like structure with many others. This time, after about a 10-minute span, you figure out you can make out something about a gotcha. You don't know what it is, but you gotcha feel nice. Gotcha feel nice. You know that much. You don't really understand anything at this point. You just know that you're giggly and happy. And then there's a lurch, and all the little pill-like capsules tumble and shift. And again and again, periodically, every time it happens, you're happy. You get to feel your body shift and move inside that container. Until eventually, you slip through a gap between the other pods, sliding deep down, slipping and then shifting with the next few clicks and shifts until you're resting against a great screw-like mechanism. Again, it suddenly rotates and you fall through, sliding down a chute, sliding until you rest the other side of a door-like mechanism, staring at a very tall, butch human woman with orange hair in a mohawk, and her face looks very excited as she looks down at you and you look up at her. She picks you up inside the pod, carefully lifting you to sling the entire thing under her massive arm. And as she does, you can see now clearly what it said. Gotcha Girls Collectible Bimbo Toys. Living Pets, brought to you by Darling Dolls Incorporated. And so she carries you off, and you giggle again as that wonderful, bubbly sensation just overtakes you. It's nice to know that somebody gets to have a good time. You're gonna have such a good time, you know that. And you drift off to sleep as you sink and slip and drip and drop, feeling yourself swirling out of that space and time and location and place, right on back into the dreamscape, feeling wonderful, feeling amazing, feeling aware that you can leave that all behind and take just the memory of the experience. Leave the suggestions, the possibilities, the potentialities, the reality behind, and come back into the swirling land of possibilities and places and times. And before you know it, you have another wonderful adventure. Now, let's take a moment to count our way back out of that dreamscape, back into reality, to ground ourselves in the place we left. One, drifting up. Two, feeling more and more wonderful. Three, more present. Four, feeling your body stretching. Five, feeling so wonderfully alive. Six, and seven, leaving yourself all of that energy returned, and eight, and nine, and wide awake for me, feeling wonderful and refreshed. Perfect. Thank you so very much for taking the time to listen and enjoy this experience with me. And if you have enjoyed it,
Don't forget that I have lots of other lovely experiences you can try out.